I got involved with the Iditarod by actually just becoming a resident of the village of Nikolai in 1979. So the race coming through in 1980, it was inevitable. It's just a community event. The first Native village checkpoint on the race trail. So you're going to be involved in it one way or the other. It's coming through town. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because it's a great event to be part of. It's a number of different people that over the years my family and I have become to know well. Iditarod mushers coming through year after year, other new people coming, and it's a great sport, dog mushing. It's one of the toughest, most grueling events on the face of the earth that a person can put themselves under, and it's just something I like doing. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was many, many years ago when Joe Reddington Sr. used to come racing through here and always stayed at the home of my father-in-law and mother-in-law, Philip and Dora Esai. Well, this was in the days when people would stay at homes rather than in the corralling system that they have together now. And Joe came in and had been in a pretty good crash with his sled. And so we had brought the sled and all of his gear and everything inside. And he was looking pretty doggone beat. And we were sitting around the wood stove drinking some hot Tang, which was one of his favorites. And he said, "Man, I could use a back rub right now." And my reply was, "Joe, turn around. I'm going to give you a back rub." And sat there for about 30 minutes giving him a neck massage, back rub, shoulder rub down. We all drank hot Tang, and yeah, that's something I'll probably never forget. Father of the Iditarod, and it just seemed kind of natural. What I know for sure in life is there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If we live our lives according to His Word, we're promised a home in the heavenly kingdom when we leave this world. No matter what we've been put through, no matter how we've been tested. And my philosophy is, if it turned out that it wasn't true, which I don't think, I've lived a better life because of it.